Let's do it. It's Thursday, March 6th, 2025. Good morning. Good to see you. First thing with Kevin Mano. Super quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day. Just real efficient. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. We know today that President Trump's address to Congress Tuesday night brought in 36.6 million viewers. That is a lot, but it's lower than all of his State of the Union speeches during his first term. And a quick update on the tariffs now. He has delayed the tariffs on cars from Mexico and Canada by a month. Auto tariffs are on hold, sparing car makers for the time being. All other across-the-board 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada remain in effect. Also, the three countries we are targeting here, Mexico, Canada, and China, have all hit back with retaliatory tariffs of their own. China's embassy to the U.S. wrote on social media, quote, "If war is what the U.S. wants, be it a tariff war, a trade war, or any other type of war, we're ready to fight till the end." All right, okay. On to sports. Jennifer Hudson has found herself in the sports section. Why? Because she got hit in the face with a basketball at the Knicks-Warriors game. She was sitting courtside with Common and bam, right in the face. If you want to see it, I'll post a video in our Instagram stories. She definitely looked like she got her bell rung a bit there at First Thing Pod on Instagram. And yet another change in sports broadcasting. There have been a lot of shakeups lately, and ESPN just announced that the final episode of their show Around the Horn will air in May. After nearly 23 years on the air, it's coming to an end. The show debuted in 2002, and it ends May 23rd. On to some entertainment headlines. First, a few bits of relationship news. Gabby Windy from the Bachelor world, Bachelor Nation. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, and she was on The Traitors. She just got married. She and comedian Robbie Hoffman got married in Vegas. Actually, it happened back in January, but they just shared the news. Congratulations. Andrew Garfield is in the news at the moment. It's reported that he and actress Monica Barbaro were smooching at an Oscars party. She was nominated for her role in A Complete Unknown at the Oscars, and now she is rumored to be dating Mr. Andrew Garfield. More relationship news. Bill Murray finally addressed those rumors that he and Khalees dated. He said, "It did not happen. They were just friends." But he added, quote, "I got great press that I was dating her, which really raised my cred." In other news, the police officer that arrested Justin Timberlake for that DWI last year just won Sag Harbor Police Department Officer of the Year. He won an award. Officer Michael Arkinson is his name. He apparently led his department in arrests and summonses. Summonses, that's a bad word. I don't like that. In other law-related news, a former winner of Big Brother was just arrested for shoplifting at CVS, Mike Boogie Malin. According to a witness, he took two bottles of alcohol and energy drinks. He was arrested, booked for misdemeanor theft, and released on a citation. I guess he has had some troubles over the years. Lastly here, Adidas is in the news because it just came out that they have officially sold the last bit of Yeezy stock they had. It's been more than 2 years since they cut ties with Kanye, and they had to sell off all the merch that they were sitting on, and now it is officially gone, and that partnership is officially over. Moving on to movie and TV news. I've got a couple trailers up this morning. One is for Range Life, A Pavement Story. It's a movie about the band Pavement. Great band. Joe Keery from Stranger Things stars as Stephen Malkmus. Jason Schwartzman and Tim Heidecker are also in it. The movie is coming Christmas time, and the trailer is up at First Thing Pod. Also, I'm going to put this up there against my better judgment, but we have a trailer for Bambi The Reckoning, which is the latest public domain horror movie. That's up there as well. Bambi The Reckoning. In TV news, we got a premiere date for John Mulaney's upcoming Netflix show, Everybody's Live with John Mulaney. It'll premiere next Wednesday, the 12th, live on Netflix. In TV news, NBC just announced Lester Holt's replacement on NBC Nightly News. Tom Lamas, he's been hosting a nightly show that streams on NBC News Now, and he's been called up to the big leagues. He said this is a profound honor. He starts the new gig this summer. Keegan-Michael Key, I love that guy. He just joined the cast of Only Murders in the Building for the upcoming fifth season. And lastly, I honestly hate this one. It just came out that Sesame Workshop is on the verge of, quote, downsizing significantly. That is Sesame Street, my friends. A national treasure, in my opinion. I loved it when I was a kid. I watched it a ton when my kids were little. We can't have this. This comes shortly after Max decided to cut ties after 2025. They are not renewing funding for new episodes, so they are forced to make cuts. Production on season 56 starts next month, but a new distributor has not been announced. We need to save Sesame Street.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. The company is Pique, P-I-Q-U-E. Nandaka is the product that I've fallen in love with. It's a coffee alternative. If you've ever thought about looking for a coffee alternative, look no further. This is the one. It's made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. That supports energy, focus, longevity. It's like slow-release caffeine. You're not going to get that jittery feeling that you get with coffee. It has pure, clean ingredients, which is the part that hooked me. I've really been trying to live a lot cleaner lately, and I love this stuff. Every ingredient is sourced for purity, potency, and maximum bioavailability. When you are ready to try it, if you want to look them up, you can head to my link and do some digging. PeakLife.com/firstthing. P-I-Q-U-E. PeakLife.com/firstthing. If you decide to give them a try, I'll get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Plus, you're supporting this podcast by doing that. The kit comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. I love the stuff. PeakLife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. I mentioned the Brit Awards earlier in the week. Sabrina Carpenter was there. She performed. And it was a little provocative. It just came out that the broadcast generated 825 complaints, most of which had to do with Sabrina. Just too racy. In other UK news, the Glastonbury Festival lineup was just announced, one of the biggest festivals in the world. The tickets always sell out in minutes before the artists are even announced. I'm going to link the full lineup in our Instagram stories, but this June, it'll be the 1975, Alanis Morissette, Neil Young, Charlie XCX, Olivia Rodrigo, Rod Stewart, and a ton more. Solid lineup, as always. In other concert news, Randy Travis just extended his More Life tour. He added 30 additional dates. That's a lot. It's going to keep him busy through the end of the year. I'll post the extra dates if you're a Randy Travis fan. Lastly, I personally love this music video. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. You're going to cry. The video for Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi just hit a billion views on YouTube. He is in the club. Some additional headlines on this Thursday morning. A quick update on the storms that beat up a lot of the country this week. It's reported this morning that five people ended up losing their lives, three in Mississippi and two in Nebraska. At least 13 tornadoes have been confirmed. I know these storms also mess with a lot of plans in New Orleans, where the Mardi Gras celebrations have been raging, parades have been rescheduled and whatnot. Damaging thunderstorms have been moving north and east as the week goes on. Tomorrow in South Carolina, this is a heavy one. For the first time in 15 years in the U.S., a person will be put to death by firing squad. Brad Sigman is his name. He chose it over two other methods, electric chair and lethal injection. This was his choice, and it's scheduled for tomorrow. Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan Tate are back here in the U.S. They arrived in Florida from Romania, and Florida's attorney general has ordered a criminal investigation into the brothers. They face trafficking and sexual exploitation charges in Romania and Britain, and now Florida is digging into them as well. In food and beverage news, Crystal Light is now in the canned cocktail game. They've been around for like 40 years, and I guess it's time. They say their new vodka refreshers are the lowest calorie vodka refresher on the market. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show on a positive note, something to feel good about. I'm ending with this one today because I love it so much. You may have seen this story, but I definitely wanted to highlight it. Steve Carell just took to social media to let about 800 seniors at six high schools in Altadena know that he's paying for their prom tickets. Altadena was hit really hard by the Eaton fire. Steve is working with a charity called Alice's Kids on this. He said these kids deserve a party. That is so rad. I love it so much. He's righting the wrong of Michael Scott with Scott's Tots in The Office, if you get that reference. Really, this is just so great. I'm going to post his video. I'm going to link that up in our Instagram stories. If you haven't seen it, go watch that at First Thing Pod. Steve Carell, awesome work, and the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for being here, as always. Much appreciated. Go out there, attack this Thursday, and we'll talk again tomorrow, which is Friday. Yay. Be here.
Please tell your friends about this show.